Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
Now is the time, actually, when Daisy, she radios downstairs to the kitchen. And she's basically, I guess, asking about lunch or something. And the radio is off. And then Daisy's like, all guests are at the table. And because Ellie turns on her radio and she's like,
Daisy Galley, what's the update on the guests?
Even though Daisy just gave the update, but yeah. The radio was off. Now she's acting as if Daisy wasn't doing her job.
Yeah, she's like, well, I'll be down in a minute. Don't you worry about it. We can start right now. Meanwhile, the guests put their feet in the hot tub and they're like, oh my God, we said cold. This is hot. This is hot water. Okay. So you overflowed it and you turned on the wrong temperature on the water. Come on. So now some food is coming and drink orders, all that stuff. So Ben is in the galley and he's like, why are they not taking the lobster salad? Guys, radio, guys, you need to take the lobster salad. It goes first. It's a salad. And Ellie's like, exactly.
So Daisy, who's so annoyed because of all this radio stuff, goes, yeah, well, if you want to do it, you can bring it up yourself or get your assistant to bring it up. Which does not feel professional on Daisy's part, but it was very funny.
And they all hear it on the radio. And Joelle's like, oh, that's not going to be good. And Jason's like, that's not good. So now in the galley, Ben's like, what the fuck is her problem? She spoke to me like it's my fault.
Well, I hate the way they speak to me on the radio. Like I'm doing nothing. It really drives me mad.
Well, it's not my department, because if it was my department, we would have our shit together. It's not my fault, because I made the lobster salad. It's your fault, because you are the index, too.
So Ellie starts bringing up the food, and then she's like, where are the girls?
Not a single person is here.
So she presents the food, and they're also happy. Like, oh my God, it's Ellie. Ellie, save us from the hot jacuzzi water, please. Oh my God.
I cannot do that. I cannot save anybody from incompetence. We are drowning in incompetence. Did they fill the hot tub up with incompetence? Because they are basically marinating in it right now. Questionable.
So Jenna and Dan.
Am I responsible for hot tub being hot? Questionable.
So meanwhile, Daisy and Jenna are just like making fun of Ellie. Like,
oh, wow, I made the sushi. That's so excited. I made sushi.
And Ellie is like,
well, Ben, guess what? They said the sushi deserved multiple Michelin stars.
I'm like, ooh, yes, this California roll and this spicy tuna roll. I mean, Ben and Ellie might as well just enroll in the Boku's door at this point.
Well, to be fair, I don't know how many Michelin-starred restaurants they've been to when they can't fillet a fish. So, still really worked up on that one. So it's anchor time, lifting up the anchor. There's comment cards they have to fill out. And Ellie's like, I hope Barbie gets a promotion. That would be great. She's been here 5 minutes. She deserves.
It would really ruffle a few feathers. You know, as Chief Sue, Daisy can't be promoted, so I think we should demote her, and then she might try harder. And they're like, ha 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 ha.
Oh, yeah. So Joao hears this, because he's walking by, and he's like, oh, fuck, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Me being friends with Ben, and I have feelings for Daisy, so trying to navigate with two very hard-headed people... It's a tough sim. It's a real tough sim. So now the boat's docked and everybody has to, you know, go smile. And then they're saying bye and they get a tip. And we don't get a gardening exit. I thought it was going to be like, guys, you know, in my line of work, you plant some seeds, you wait for them to sprout, then you shape them into a penguin. And that's what you guys did to my spirit. So here, you deserve all of this. You deserve all of that.
Or maybe, in my line of work, we see a lot of hoes, but I can assure you that you are all top of the year. I don't know. I really peaked when I said the hose joke, and then I didn't really know where to go with it. Because, you know, we're gardeners, basically. And so hose is what you use to till the soil. Like, yeah, we get it. That's thank you so much for the tip.
Oh, so Jason is reading the comment cards, and they're good. Overall, 5 stars. Incredible team. Dining experience, 5 stars. Amazing. Genuinely such a talent. Going to work on a hose joke later. I'm giving that 5 stars before I even make it. Pretty good. Pretty good so far.
Wow. Wow. It worked out really well for us. Tip meeting. Righto. Charter 8. Okay. So, like, you guys hit all these great things. $23,000. And the helmet, Eddie, when you go out tonight, this is your time to keep this on your head. Even though the helmet only comes down to your, basically, your forehead line. But that's okay. Got a very long head. Anyway, look, at the end of the day, you truly get nothing for nothing. And Jenna took the fall for a lot. And I know it wasn't just Jenna. And it takes a few to tango, but only one woman to get a demotion. So that's for sure. So you, your career is impacted. You wear a goofy helmet. There we go.
And it literally does not take a few to tango. That's crazy. It's crazy talk. He's like, all right, we've got one more charter left. Let's stop. You've got to stop thinking about girls. All right, Eddie, let's stop bringing our personal things into the workspace. And that's that. And then he's like, no new relationships anytime soon for this guy. You don't have to tell us.
I know, right? So then Jason's like, all right, you guys should actually be proud of yourselves. Even though you had such a shitty charter, I had to demote one of you right then before. But anyway... The charter starts tomorrow, and we've got 24-hour turnaround, so let's hit the ground running. No, Alicia, you don't have to actually get on your knees and slap the floor. It's an expression. Hit the ground running. Okay, she's slapping the floor, and she's pedaling her feet at the same time. Someone please help Alicia.
Second stew. I'm running towards the second stew. So Daisy's like, all right, interior team, bring your drinks. Let's go to the cabins. And so they get up and go. And meanwhile, Ben's like, I'm going to read these comment cards. This is a good one. Look at this. Without the crew, this experience would not have been the same. Can you imagine just 8 rogue charter guests? Of course you need the crew. Idiots.
And Daisy's like, oh, by the way, can someone grab the comment cards for me? Barbie, will you go down, please? So Barbie goes to the main salon. She's like, hey, guys, can I please take those? Like, and Ben's like, no, we're reading them. She's like, so I tell Daisy no. He's like, yeah, that's right. She had enough requests. Tell her that. There's enough requests coming out of her. This one's about Daisy. We'll hide this one.
So she goes back and she tells her. She's like, wait a minute. He gave you pushback? You're fucking kidding me. Well, they said that you had enough requests. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, I'm going down there. So she storms down there. She's like, can you please give me these for 5 minutes? I want to crack on with work, and then you can have them back, Ben. He's like, what do you think I want to do? Ben, can I please have them for 5 minutes? I'm sure you're not going to start working as fast as we are. I think we can all guarantee that.
Meanwhile, Joao's just sitting there. Joao, who's doing his whole, I'm caught between a rock and a hard place, when Ben is clearly being unprofessional here and he's being really rude. And Joao, this is the point where Joao should step up and be like, Ben, give her the comment cards. But Ben really? Is, you know.
I'm glad you he don't did, because I would have been like, you know, no one needs you to cape here, buddy. No one's looking
for it's
a
not
white
about caping.
Knight.
It's not about caping. It's just all this bullshit of like, oh, I'm stuck in the middle. It's like, actually, or you can just do the right thing, which is to be like, Ben, give her the cards. It doesn't even have to be a caping moment. It could be like, give her the cards, you know? So, but he doesn't because he's just being ridiculous about this whole thing. And Daisy is like, can I just have the cards? I just want to have the cards. I'm going to get back to work. And then Ben is like, no. Oh, this is about you. You're going to love it. She's like, you're being such a prick. It's like, oh yes. Cause I'm the MVP. Sorry, Daisy. I was the MVP of the charter. He's taking like this victory lap because he, like, put out sushi and, like, whole fish that had to be massacred in order to be served.
He's like, well, that's shocking, considering you weren't for the rest of the season. He's like, well, she thinks the world revolves around her, and it doesn't. Last time I checked, the boat was not called Daisy.
That's a weird, weird... like, oh, the boat's called Daisy, so therefore we have to do everything the Chief Sue says now. Yeah, but like he, but and yet the common theme with Ben is that the world actually revolves around him. He's so fragile.
That they're both ridiculous. I think Daisy's just pissed off at Ben, and so now she's going to make an issue out of every little thing is getting to her to a 10, you know? And I don't really, like, who cares? They're sitting up there having a little drink before they start work. It's not like there's going to be anything in the comment cards that's groundbreaking. She can just get them after Ben and be like, okay, the comment card said do better on the bathrooms. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I think it's just a huge deal because Ben, she's just pissed at Ben.
Yeah, but rightfully so, because if he had said to Barbie, we're just finishing reading them and we'll bring them down to Daisy when we're done, just give me like 5 minutes, it would have been one thing. But he says, she's had too many requests. And like, I'm sorry, I have to imagine when you're a woman in a workplace and you're dealing with a pig like Ben and you're dealing with this shit all the time and there's clearly like a boys club that's happening, you know, like where the guys get upset and her stew gets demoted, you know, things like that. And you're dealing with this as like, oh, too many requests. It's like, shut the fuck up. You know what? Not only now am I going to make the request to get the common cards, I'm making it a priority because it's so condescending and so demeaning to be like too many requests out of her. That's such a loaded thing. I feel like that's such a loaded thing to say to a woman in the workplace, because I just feel like women have had to deal with so much shit from us men all the time. That, like, I think Daisy has every right to be absolutely furious at Ben in that moment for saying that bullshit.
Yeah, but he has a right to be annoyed that he's sitting there reading comment cards and Daisy's like, go get the comment cards for me. They're mine. It's like, it's just weird. They're both acting like fucking children. And as far as the demotion thing, Daisy didn't stick up for that girl getting demoted either. So she's on my shit list for that, too. So I think they're just both acting like babies. I'm certainly not going to say that sexism doesn't exist, especially in this industry and especially on this boat. Like, Ben is a little shit, but I think he was just like, fuck her. Like, why does she get to boss me around? It's like a little boy, you know? They're just both acting like children. And they shouldn't be acting like this to each other in front of the staff either, both of them.
Well, maybe not.
If I was a parent, I'd be like, you both get in the way back.
But also Daisy was having a department meeting and she's like, I need to have the comment cards so we can go through this and discuss. And now she sends Barbie to get the comment cards and Ben's like, no. Tell her there've been too many requests from her. It's like, bro.
Yeah.
All she did initially was say, can we have crew lunch at 11? And then that has set him off for the past 24 hours. And he's just got to get over it. And he really can't complain about requests when he's going to later on, as he has been all season, go take over one of the guest bedrooms. I mean, talk about requests.
Oh, God. Every time.
So I just don't want to hear it from him.
Yeah, he's a fucking baby. So Daisy's pissed, obviously. And Alicia's like, why would he not give them to you? She's like, because I asked. It's just pushback all the time. Well, I love how she wanted to take them the first time we ever got a fucking mention. God, she wanted to take away basically, this is a Tony Award for being on a ship. Someone likes the breakfast turkey rolls. How dare she?
They always talk about the food. And I like Ellie goes,
yeah, I mean, you're not the general manager, hotel manager. Chill out.
Good hotel general manager zing.
I love that little bit of history for Ellie. Like, you know that Ellie, the law was really laid down for Ellie in some hotel somewhere. The general manager was like, listen here, lady, I'm a hotel manager and I'm not taking the shit from you.
Who do you think you are, Bob Newhart in Vermont? Come on. What, are you going to wake up and it's all been a dream? Well, thank you for wasting 8 years of my life. Okay, well, let me be chill out Hector Elizondo in Pretty Woman. Am I right, everyone? Listen here, all of the golden girls in Golden Palace.
Except for Dorothy.
Listen, who went away to merge her genetics with a deserving man?
Listen here, all the golden girls except for Dorothy, but also, strangely enough, Don Cheadle in the Golden Palace.
So Joao brings the rest of the comment cards to Daisy. She's like, I don't even want them anymore. All right, let's read them. Phenomenal charter. Out of this world, beyond professional. The garden party was amazing and so thoughtful. Oh, I was stoked with that one. God, the garden party. You did great with service. The fish was a fuck up, but that's not all my fault. So I'm not going to take that.
Hmm.
So Ellie's like, I'm sure that Daisy's going to come for us. Sort of like an episode 3 at the Golden Palace when Estelle Getty went for Cheech Marin and said, why don't you work harder around here? I can sense it's going to happen.
He's like, I'll be ready. I'll be ready to cry and take a blankie somewhere.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So Joao, Eddie, and Betul are in the main salon, and Joao's like, do not get complacent. We need to help Interior where we can help them. They're in a good place, but they'll still need some help, everybody. Got it? It's handsome, Joao. Thank you very much. Back to work.
So they are all cleaning and stuff, and Daisy's asking Joao where Ben and Ellie, and Daisy's like, they should be working. And he's like, yes, they should be working. And guess what? Ben is in bed, and he's snoring, and he is... not working at all.
All right, let's so then Daisy and Joao have a moment where he's like, oh, she's like, I'm tired, you were snoring last night. He's like, was I? You snore all night long, lady. It's like, ha 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 ha. You catch yourself and then you stop yourself. It's so cute. Oh, that's gonna be cute until about 6 months into this relationship. And then you're going to be envisioning ways for each other to die. So snoring works.
You're going to need one of those, what do you call those machines? Oh, I'm blanking on the name.
CPAP.
CPAPs.
CPAP. That's not much better than you're sleeping next to
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
That's nice white noise. So Daisy, I'm advocating for CPAPs. That was time for a final preference sheet of the meeting. All right, everyone. Here we go. Charter 9. Well, we've thrown a lot of gays at this cast all season long. Pretty much every shot has been some gays.
Really?
And they've
it's
all been
very
really lovely.
Gay season. Really?
It really is. They've all been very lovely. So they haven't irritated you the way that we were hoping that they would. So we decided to go back to an oldie but a goodie. Please welcome back returning below deck nuisance Brandon. So I think this is like his third time being on this.
No one has hated the gays this season. So we're sending you the worst gay of all time, Brandon.
He tried to make an appearance on Potomac, but that didn't really work out. So he's back here. And Brandon is back.
You got to hand it to this guy. He tries, and he tries hard. Very hard.
Yep. He is back. So I really do think this is his third time being on the boat. At least.
Yeah, he's around all the fucking time. My God. So we see Brandon in his home scenes, and he's with his friend Carmen. And they're walking to the steak. They're going to the steak restaurant, like, dressed like they're going to the Oscars. And just, like, waving at people as they come in. They're like, oh, my God, hi, medium rare today. I knew it, Bobby. Good to see you. Hi, Mr. Mayor. Hi. Yeah, I know. I don't approve of that sprinkler law. What is it, an orange day? I can't.
And it's like so like it's so like that region in terms of like the restaurants. From what we've seen on Potomac, every restaurant they go in looks like the back of my little set here. There's always like some sort of like fuchsia lighting element, like it's like an accent light behind like a white curtain usually. I feel like every time the women of Potomac go to a restaurant, there's always a sheer curtain with a purple light coming from below it. It's very surcoded, and like I said, also my room currently, but I'm also not a restaurant. I'm allowed to have it in my room and it's okay. But I just think it's so funny. As they go to this restaurant with like the purple lighting as usual. And he's saying how he's like, you're like, I am like a top selling real estate agent. I also host nightlife events. And Carmen's like, yeah, we're the perfect pair. We travel together. We can do everything but have sex. We do, of course, love looking fabulous. And if we're going to travel, we're going to travel well and on a budget, which is why we go on Below Deck. And if we're going to go out and eat, we're going to eat well. And actually, I mean, he's a child. He likes chicken fingers and french fries. So I'll eat well.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, the two of us, I mean, we are the energy, right? I mean, you walk in and everybody's neck breaks. God, probably to put themselves out of misery. So annoying. So Jason's like, well, joining Brandon and Carmen are their friends Lena, Pat, Dina, Libby, Gina, Anna, Pina. Every other name's gonna rhyme with Lena. That's how the gays roll.
I'm sorry, Sheena, you're not allowed on this.
Really?
But even Gina's this show? Allowed, right?
God, nobody requested you back here.
She's just gonna go on a ferry somewhere.
Well, I couldn't go.
Some Staten Island ferry.
You got any comment cards? Nathan's hot dog was a little dry.
They wouldn't allow me on a. They wouldn't allow me on a yacht, so I went to a ferry instead.
So Daisy's like, "How are these charter guests?" Last time, Jason goes, "Well, the primary, I nearly kicked him off the boat," and we see that famous episode where he went swimming. And
he's like, "What do you mean I can't go swimming? Fine, I'm gonna go swimming. I'm swimming.
It's a full moon, bitch."
She's like, "So you'll let them come back?" Well, they're genuinely really nice people, and but they do like their drinking, and we feel like you as a crew are this close to really snapping. And we thought, let's see if we can get there, right?
All right, well, Brandon would like a Seven Deadly Sins-inspired evening. Who chooses that? What are we? Why are the gays so biblical? We just had Garden of Eden, and now we have another group of gays, and are bringing the Bible back in again? Can we stop? What is wrong with us?
Shouldn't it be like Noah's Ark? Because you're halfway there to the decor.
No, because they only allow two of each animal.
What about Jonas and the whale? That way they can throw someone overboard. Jonah and the whale. Is it Jonah or Jonah? No, Jonah.
Jonah.
Jonas is a brother. So Jason's reading Patrick's requirement. So I'm a simple guy. I only like burgers, pizza, pasta, french fries, chicken nuggets, and everything has to be plain. So glad he's spending all this money to come onto a yacht.
Yeah,
he could exactly. Get to a drive-thru.
Ben's like, what a nightmare.
Oh, just you wait, sir. So people clean the boat, and then we go to Daisy and Joao, and she's still fuming about the Ellie possibly being promoted thing. And she's like, well, he says, I'll let him do it. Just let him do it. She's like, yeah, unfortunately, it affects me directly. So, you know, she's going to be sous chef, and then she's going to insist on standing in line in front of everybody else while we greet people for one more charter.
That's going to directly affect much. Me. Do you know that if I have to step 6 inches down the line, that could affect everything? Sun could get in my eyes. I could get blinded. I could fall off the pier. I could die. I could get drowned. I could get stung by a stingray like Steve Irwin. All because I had to stand 6 feet away from I normally stand.
Yeah. And he's like, well, don't. She goes, are you going to back me up? He's like, don't say it like that. I back you up if it's warranted. You know, but everything you do is warranted. Right, my little snorry snorry?
Meanwhile, the tool is in the crew mess and she's just playing with her belly button. And Ben's like, what are you doing? She's like, I have to play with my belly button. Meow, 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 meow.
So now we get another little fight over that rainbow penis thing. And the girl's like, that's mine. No, it's mine. No, it's mine. And now Barbie and Ellie are talking. And they're like, we love each other. I love you. I love you, too. Wouldn't it be weird if I just had to hang out with Jenna the whole time? Oh, she's actually grown on me a little. And she's like, yeah. Or Barbie says that. And Ellie's like, yeah, I think Jenna's trying to redeem herself. That's why she's so nice to everybody. Well, isn't that what you're doing? And isn't that the way to do it? What's wrong with that?
See, if we had four more charters, this relationship, this friendship would be donezo, because Barbie would become friends with Jenna and then Ellie would have a fit. And
yeah, she's testing the water. Chaos.
Pure chaos. Definitely
testing the water. Like, well, you know, I kind of like her. How dare you?
So you know what they hate? All.
When people who are jerks suddenly start being nice.
Yeah. So then it's time for dinner. They go out to Foxy Jack's, which is basically right there in the pier. And Ben and Barbie are seated across from each other. And the way it is this big group table is like actually several tables pushed together. So they toast to meeting each other. They're being sort of flirty. And meanwhile, Alicia sits next to Joao. And Joao's like,
well, something I heard from you today when you were talking to Barbie and you were like, right, we're going to do this and we're going to go get to the room. So I'm going to do this. And she was like, yes, yes, yes. And I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, she's grown. Honestly, you have. Okay, now you just put a Shirley Temple on your forehead. Why are you trying to balance a Shirley Temple in this restaurant? Never mind. I take everything back.
Wow. Wow, look at you. You were giving orders today. You've really grown. Oh, please. She's been giving orders the whole time. She just doesn't know how to do the orders. She doesn't know
she's
how
been
to
giving orders. She's been giving orders. It just so happens she's been giving orders to a bottle of Canada Dry. And so it's just been ineffective. But, you know.
Yeah.
You know, she's learning.
And she's like, I've been like this the whole time, though. So then Eddie and Ellie are talking, and Eddie's like, how are things with you and Daisy? Because I know there's been some, like, tension there.
She's like, oh, it's one-sided, because I don't have an issue with Daisy. Whatever you have a problem, come talk to me. If not, let's move on. Come on, move it along.
Yes, a very one-sided issue. I that's what I detect. When I watch this, I'm like, look at Ellie being very chill about the things that Daisy's doing. So
they're not snickering behind Ellie's or Daisy's back at all and riling Ben up every time and supporting Ben. She's just like one of those. She's acting like Roz. I mean, this is so old, but she's acting like Roz from 9 to 5. The one who just follows the boss around and kisses his ass. I'm like, oh, shut up, Roz.
Oh, I was really hoping you were going to say Roz from Night Court.
No, not the same vibe, but definitely from 9 to 5.
She doesn't really have a Marsha, whatever her last name was. Okay, I've reached the limits of my sitcom references for today. If it's Marsha's, by the way, if it's Marsha Warfield's birthday today, I feel like it's going to be, this is a special, I have to go look up birthdays now. I'm sorry, you keep talking.
It's like a Marsha
Warfield. It's May 26th. I'm saying what, there's got to be a birthday. Sitcom character who is, person.
Her birthday was March 5th, 1954, so it's not that far away, but it's not even the same sign.
It's 100% not close to this at all. It's like an M month, maybe. Oh,
yeah.
I was really hoping that would. I feel like one of these days we're going to mention someone from one of these sitcoms from our youth, and it'll be like, yes, it is their birthday today, but all we have is on the bottom Carter.
That's, what do you mean that's all we have? That's Letty an amazing Kravitz. Birthday. Whoever's birthday today is amazing. It's Helena Bonham Carter, Lauryn Hill, Hank Williams. I mean, that's great. And Stevie Nicks. Holy shit.
Oh, shit.
Great day. Joseph it is a great Fiennes, day. Scott Disick. Ugh. Pam Grier. Great.
Pam Grier.
Kravitz. I mean, come on. This is a good day to be born.
I'm not saying it's not a good day to be born. I'm just saying I was hoping there would be a great, like, 80s... sitcom persona who was born today, and we don't have that. I'm really
well, they
sad.
Might just
I was
not hoping to be like celeb lists anymore. You know what I mean? We do have French Spanish actress Astrid Berger Frisbee.
Actually, Peggy Lee and Miles Davis. This is a big day for music. Big day for music birthdays.
Yeah. Okay, so back to this. Where was I? I don't even have my notes up anymore. Where are we? Show's over. Bye, everybody. Thank you. So Eddie checks in with Ellie. Okay, so then Daisy and Alicia and Batul go out for a smoke. And this is where Alicia gets a couple of drinks in her, and she gets, like, volatile. She always wants to fight with people. So she's like, Daisy, I have to ask you a pinnacle question. Just roll with it. I'm going to say my piece and you say your piece, all right? I've always thought that you championed Jenna as your second, but you would never think of me as a second. What do you see in her that you don't see in me? I mean, that's what really pisses me off, Daisy. She goes, calmness, for one. She's like, well, but I'm doing so much behind the scenes that I'm not telling anyone about it. Okay, well, the person who's moving the furniture on the stage is not also going to sing the 11 o'clock number, lady, okay? Seriously.
I love Daisy has to be the mom again, because this is the why do they get to go out to the movies, but I have to stay home? It's like, because you're 12 and they're 17, right?
Yeah.
It's like Daisy's it's like, all right. She's like, but I'm doing so much. Daisy goes, Alicia, this is where this needs to drop. I'm not going to sit here and say you could be seconds to go back to your room and finish your homework. She's like, but I don't want to take her place. I just want to be as valued. Alicia, I want you to listen to me. She's like, no, but you need to understand. Alicia, stop. Stop.
Stop. I'm never going to be the person who inflates ego. Are you fucking kidding me? She's like, but you've never even proposed me a second. She goes, Alicia, and I'm working my balls off. Alicia. And Daisy's like, is this crazy lady kidding me? She almost quit once, and then she almost got fired. Seriously.
And I love that, like, we're so used to on these shows when someone says this, it says, that usually what we're used to hearing now is your feelings are totally valid. And I understand why you feel that way. Unfortunately, at this moment in time, we can't do anything more, but I do love you and you're doing such great work, but we can't accommodate that. I just love Daisy just goes, stop. Stop.
Just stop it, you ding-a-ling. And I also like that she told her, you need to calm down. Just by being frantic doesn't mean you're working harder, which is so funny and so true. And so then Alicia's like, I needed that. Sorry to bring it up now. Thanks for that. And then they hug.
I needed someone to be my mother and remind me that I have no worth in this field. Thank you so much.
So back into the relationship, I'm sure we're all completely buying. Joao kisses Daisy's hand, and she's like, I'm trying to be more affectionate with you. You asked for consistency, and I listen to ya. And he's like, thank you. Means a lot. We've only got a few days left, so let's enjoy it now.
Hmm? Well, guess what? You can come into my bed. Now you can find out what it sounds like to have the snoring reverberating off of my own pillow.
Oh, really? Great.
So they kiss, and meanwhile, Ben is like,
I don't have a good feeling about these guys being together. I've heard about couple power couples, but Joao took Daisy's side when they were not in a relationship. And if they're in a relationship, I can't even imagine how terrible it will be for me.
So he's totally paranoid right now because actually Joao up until this point really hasn't even had Daisy's back, I believe. So Ben and Barbie start doing this thing where they're like shimmying the table away from the group, which I think is actually pretty obnoxious. They're like, oh my God, it's like funny. We're like on a date. Oh.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, let's get away from this gross table, right? So meanwhile, Eddie zeroes in on Jenna. And he's like, cheers, young lady. Well done for getting through that charter I tried to get you fired off of. I'm proud of you. Well done, you. She's like,
this is the most important session you ever. I'm taking full responsibility. And I only have good things to say about you, Ellie. I'm not going to end. What's up to mustache? Your haircut. I love your personality. Your socks. The smelly socks. Why don't you ever wash your socks, Ellie?
Alicia's like, Eddie, Jenna, I want you both present this evening.
Yes, you guys need to stop bringing the vibe down. We need to stop bringing the vibe down, right? Oh, my God, enough already. Jesus Christ.
That was a joke, babe. Baby, it was a joke. Jenna's like,
I've not brought the vibe down all the entire evening. Every crew night out has been all of your bullshit. Every single crew night out, huh? Kiss me on the dime, I need that vibe down.
You are bringing the vibe down. It was a joke. What was that? There's a fire? Over across the island at Mr. McPhee's house? And someone's trapped in the well? We have to get to there immediately.
Nah, just saying, be quiet.
Oh, never mind.
Well, you make drama, and it is not okay. It is not okay.
So Daisy's like, this check, creating scenarios that don't exist. She's a little shitster over there. And Ben thinks she's going to be promoted to sous chef. I cannot sit here and listen to this anymore. I'm going to go yell at Ben now.
Yeah. So Joao's like,
oh, my God, Ben and Barbie. Did you guys split the table? I love that.
Barbie's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
She's like, oh, well, have you got space for six Zimbabweans coming to sit with you?
So Daisy walks up to Ben and she's like, Ben, I want to talk to you. And he's like, what? What do you want? Don't draw me into something I don't know about. She's like, all right, here we go. It's the bullshit thing you're going to do to deflect. I actually want to call you out for your bullshit. And I was actually coming in really nicely. It's just something that's been harboring me for fucking days now. He says, no. You cannot sit down. What do you want to talk about? Is it work? We'll talk about it in the morning then. Thank you. That's enough.
Well, of course that's work.
Well, because I'm not working right now. Daisy's like, well, I don't have the time to... She's like, well, I think you can find 2 minutes tomorrow, all right, sugar tits.
I couldn't stand this. I could not stand how he's like, I'm not working right now, so you can't talk, you can't address this with me. But you are happy enough to talk shit about Daisy and impact her work life when you're not working. So she has to deal with this when she's not working. So you should have to be able to deal with it as well when you're not working.
You know, I'm breaking with you a lot today, but I just feel like Daisy's drunk, first of all. They're all out drinking, and no, I mean, I think it's totally within his rights to be like, I'm not fighting tonight. I'm not fighting. And she's standing over him, kind of telling him off in front of everybody at the table, which is like, you know.
But she came in nicely. She said, Ben, I want to talk with you. She said, Ben, can I talk with you? And he was like, no, get out of here. I'm not doing this. Sorry. It was like, he was the one being the dick in this situation.
I know I yelled at Joao for his both sides thing, but I just think they're both being such babies. I mean, I think going up to somebody to confront them when you're drunk on a night out, when you're supposed to be partying in front of everybody, it's just not really a good move, especially when you know it's Ben. It's just like, oh God, just stop. Although I do love it because it's a TV show. So I'm like, yeah, part of me is like, yes. But
like, it's going to be a fight no matter what. And she's like, I don't want to have this fight when I have to be cleaning the rooms. Like tomorrow when we start working, I have to be working. I can't be having these stupid fights. And I have to address this with him because he was being a dick earlier. And I needed those comment cards to help me with my things. And you're undermining me. And like, I have to talk about it now. Because this is the only time that it works for me. Because I actually have to.
I could have worked at work. Like they were just on the boat. That she should have been like, you know, we need to talk before we go out or something. But like having a few drinks and then doing it, I think is just not.
Well, being drunk is probably not the best way to do it for sure. I understand him. I understand Ben.
It's not the most professional. I'm just saying. Like I see what you're saying. I'm just saying that neither one of them is acting particularly professional. And I like Daisy more than Ben. Like I'm always going to root for Daisy more. And I think Ben is a total prick to Daisy. But I think she acts really unprofessional sometimes. And this is one of the times when it's like just walk away. Like, you know, it's so unprofessional to be like fighting in front of your crew over and over again, drunkenly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this was still the best time for, well, I mean, the best time would have been for her to talk about this with Ben before they got before their night, for sure. Like, it should have been addressed on the boat. But I still think that she went to pull him for a chat because, yes, she is off the clock on the boat. She is on the clock on the reality show. And this is the time when they always talk to each other about things. And not to even make it so meta like that, but I do think it was like, I imagine in her mind that it was like, you know what? We're drinking. The vibe is warmer now. It's nicer. And we can have like a conversation. We're not like wrapped up in the tension of the boat. And he just like came at her like just really hard. And I'm sorry, he started it. He started it and now he doesn't want to talk about it. He started like both tonight, but also over this entire charter. He was the dick first. He was the one who was being like starting with the fish and one thing after another, undermining little comments in the galley, saying obnoxious things, being petty. She's getting angrier and angrier. She's like, I got rid of Mike. I thought I didn't have to deal with children anymore. And he is actually winding Ellie up in a way that is insubordinate, I think, to her superior. And I just think that like, she still went over to Ben calmly and was like, I want to talk to you about this. And then he just like dismisses her so rudely. I just thought it was inappropriate. He could have just said more politely, I know we have to have a talk, but I'm having such a good night. Can we talk later? Can we talk tomorrow morning? But he just is like, oh, get the fuck out of my face. I just thought it was totally inappropriate.
But it's also inappropriate for her to be coming over like, we need to talk and blah, 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 and then starting to like act like raise it up in front of everybody too. I mean, I just think they're both so unprofessional, you know? And like he's been riling Ellie up against her, but she's also been with her staff like, Ben's doing this and Ben's doing that and he's going to get first too and he's going to, you know, so she's constantly riling up her side against his side and they're just both fucking children. And you can see why he's so triggered because he's like, I feel like a 6-year-old with a really bolty Irish nanny. I mean, stop telling me what to do. Cause you know, that actually happened to him. Like he's speaking from experience. And she is like, this snotty ass guy thinks he's better. This rich little fuck thinks he's better than everybody else, which she's right as well. You know, they're just so different. She's like ready to like go to blows. And he's like, oh no, I'll manipulate everybody against you instead.
So he's like,
Daisy, why don't you just skedaddle? Thank you. Cheers. Good chat. I don't give a shit. I don't care. Thanks, Daisy. Skedaddle. And she's like, oh, fuck you. Now you're gonna put this back on me. He's like, I'll talk to you in the morning. She's like, oh, go fuck yourself. Ugh.
So then Ben leaves. Because the thing with Ben is this. He puts up a big, like, puts up a big front. Like, oh, whatever, get out of here. I want to enjoy my night. But it always sinks in, and then he always feels guilty and sad because he's so insecure. So now he goes and skulks off. He goes back to the boat because he's like,
now my night's ruined.
So he goes off to the boat, and then Jenna follows him back to the boat.
Because Jenna. Oh, my God. Jenna, just stay out, Jenna. What are you doing, Jenna? You just got demoted, Jenna.
So it's like, what's going on? He's like, it's a night out. I don't want to be yelled at by her. I happen to know she doesn't run a good department, and we run one, a way better one than her. And Jenna's like, wait, you're saying that she doesn't run a good department is not so bullshit. Well, I don't even know what that means, but I left. What's that, Ben?
It's like, why are you, you're saying that to the department?
You know, all those stews in that department are shitty.
Like, you know, you suck, right?
It's like, I left the boat to get away from her. Now what? You followed me? She's like, I came here because your fucking sous chef went to bed.
Just stop following me. How about that one? Like,
no, do not. Hey, wait a second, Ben.
And Ben goes, starts heading to the guest cabins. So I guess the difference all season is that when he's been sleeping in the guest cabins, it's because they've been unmade up or whatever, no sheets. But now the guest cabins have been cleaned and prepared for the guests for tomorrow. So Jenna's like,
do not go to the guest cabins. I'm here about Ben. Do not go to the guest cabins. Do not go to the guest cabins.
This is so disgusting, though, that he's going in there every charter and sleeping on just a raw mattress. You know, the sheets aren't only there to protect you. They're also there to protect the other people who sleep on the bed. That's so unsanitary. Yeah. I can't believe he's doing that shit. It's just gross. I mean, put some sheets on, put some clean sheets on the bed and then go wash them in the morning.
Like, yeah. So she follows him up to the guest cabin and he slams the door in her face.
She's like, Ben, open up, fuck it.
So then he's like, I feel like I'm a sitting duck down in the crew's quarters. I know I'm going to be disturbed, so I'm trying to, you know, avoid any drama and see if I can get a good night's sleep. It's like, oh my God, you sensitive wanker. Like, oh, if you are in your bedroom, everyone's going to come and attack you. Well, don't be a dick, you know? Like,
well, it's also not true because he's done it every single night. So that's not the reason he's doing it. He's doing it because he feels like he's entitled. He's like, I've been here forever. I'm like I'm one of the OGs and I'm going to fucking sleep in a guest cabin. Bye.
Mm-hmm. So everyone finishes their dinner and Jenna's just like sobbing and because like everyone's so mean to Jenna in these past few charters. And the crew comes back and basically Eddie is like, hey, Joao, Ben's not in my cabin, so I presume he's in your made-up guest room, by the way. Oh, Alicia, you should know this. So then Alicia finds out that Ben is in a made-up cabin, and Jenna's like, yeah, he is, and now they're all getting really upset.
Yeah, and Lisa's like, he shouldn't be there. Really? Because I've been trying to get in there the entire time, and all I was upset was because I was back in Daisy's name, and that's why I'm upset. I'm over it. Daisy, you need to listen. Seriously, Ben is sleeping in our made-up cabin. She's like, pull him out.
So we keep seeing shots of Ben, and he's like on top of the bed, on top of the sheets, just sort of like passed out. So Joao's like, do you want me to get involved in this? So finally, Joao has decided that he is going to step up. And Alicia's like, yes, we have a guest tomorrow. It's just to fix our fucking team and everyone about us. Like, he can go fuck himself. So Joao gets out of the hot tub where he's been marinating. And Daisy's like, I personally think you're opening up a huge can of worms. I'm so upset. I don't think it's worth giving this any attention to Joao. But now Joao's going to do something.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, Ben hasn't respected me for charters. He's not going to do it now. Like, what is he going to do? Come out and say, I'm sorry. And Joao's like, well, he shouldn't be sleeping in a bed that's been made by your ladies after everything we even had to help with today. So I don't think it's right. And I want us to be in an alliance. And she's like, okay, I support ya. So he's going to go for it. So Eddie's like, long story short, we're waking him up then. And so now Joao's like whispering outside the engineer's room. And he's like, oh, sorry to bother you, mate. Where are the keys to the rooms? Dun, dun, dun. So he's going to right into that locked room.
Wow. Yeah, he woke up the faceless engineer. So
Joao's like, Ben thinks it's his yacht and it's not. He's crossed to the point of no return. Being disrespectful to Daisy, Ben should absolutely know better. Regardless of our friendship, I will take work first in this occasion. So Joao, he unlocks the room and wakes up. Joao wakes up Ben. And when Ben gets startled awake, he's like, does this like old timey 1930s boxing thing with his fist, like a little kangaroo. He's like, ooh, ooh.
It's the Irish nanny.
Irish nanny is coming to spank me. No, not this time. I'm going to give little puppet punches, marionette punches.
You can't sleep in a bed that's already been made for Charterbird. Come.
And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Get out of here. They can make the beds again.
He's like, no, you get out.
What do you want a chef or do you want to make a bed again?
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking. Piss off, Joao. Get the fuck out of here, please.
No, don't fucking talk like that to me ever again. I am from Zimbabwe. I'm trying to do what I need to do. Ben's like,
oh, you don't even know what you're talking about, Rhino. Here, look at this. Come here, see? Look, check this out.
And he starts stripping away the sheets, and he starts pulling. He undoes the bed. And I was like, Dom and I were watching, like, and I just love that this show, Below Deck, can make taking sheets off of bed like this high stakes, like line in the sand. We're like, oh my God, he pulled the sheets off of the bed. I cannot believe what I just saw.
And it's also unsanitary for him to just be sleeping on the top of the bed and then expect the guest to sleep in that bed the next day. You can't do that either.
With his hair greased. Like he's got like...
Ugh, he's so greasy. Like, he's like, he's got to be seeping out wine smell and cigarette smell, you know? Ugh.
Yeah. And all the stuff in his hair. So then Ben pulls everything off the bed and Joao's like, was it worth it? Because now it's unmade. Because you've done that. It is an unmade bed.
Oh, what a terrible shame. Stop the fucking world. I'm not going to be your friend because you messed up Daisy's bed. Oh, just get the fuck out of here. Would you please, Joao? Get out.
So then Joao's like, I'll lock you in so you won't get out. Don't worry. And I was like, oh, that's funny. This is very Captain Carey with a drunk guest. But then Ben opens the door anyway because it unlocks from the inside. I was like, damn it. That was so good for that 1 second.
Go fuck yourself, asshole, you fucking wanker. Go back to the fucking out there, okay?
It's like, be careful, Ben. You don't want to get me Zimgri.
Oh, really? You fucking be careful. You, because it's a national emergency, you fucking prick. Now piss off. Oh, remember this, you wanker.
And he slams the door, which I was like, ugh. I guess, what, is next week the season finale? I think it is.
I think so, yeah.
Because so Med starts in 2 weeks, so... Which, by the way, I guess our gay is pretty chill on this charter because it's only going to be a one-episode charter. But, yeah, wow. Wow, that was crazy. Like... I'm genuinely like, have no idea what's going to happen. Like, because he can't get fired. He's not going to get fired. But like, that was so shitty. That's so shitty what Ben did. Like, beyond, above and beyond. It made me so angry. I was like, wow.
Yeah, he's a little asshole, but that's what you get for letting him sleep in there every day. Why has nobody ever pushed back on Ben taking that every single day? That's not fair. They shouldn't they shouldn't let Ben just, you know, go in there and take the guest cabin every single time. Nobody else gets to do that. That's some bullshit. Yeah.
Huge bullshit.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Well, wow. We have gone really long today. We are an hour and 15 minutes into this, but you want to do a quick fish report.
Fish report.
Now it's time for a fish report. It's my turn, so there are no fancy graphics this week. Sorry, everybody. So we're really good last week. Let me move this up so we can see this mess of a fish. I mean, oh, this fish is... It is just... It's riddled with skin disease.
It's like, guys, I'm totally camouflage. Assuming Bette Midler at the end of Big Business will be walking by in her polka dot dress.
Guys, no one wants to hang out with me because of my fashion and also because my ears look like eyes.
Guys, one thing that's great about being a fish is that you can be camouflaged to all sorts of exciting things. For instance, if anyone wants to make some confetti out of charcoal, I am ready to hide.
No, I don't know this eel, but I do know this about it. It does not moisturize.
Mm-mm. Moray eels are really, they could use some skincare. They always for look a bit craggly. Yeah.
The laser resurfacing something. Okay. Mm. So, but look at how cute he is when he smiles. You know what? Are you Mary Tyler Moore? Cause you just turned the world on with your smile. My opinion is totally different now. You are adorable. Look at him.
You are an adorable. I know that moray eels are vicious and unkind to scuba divers, but look at this. This guy's adorable. It's just what a sweetheart. What a sweet guy.
Absolutely adorable. He looks kind of like a dolphin with cute little eyes.
Yeah.
I love him now. You won me over, moray. Now that's a moray, baby.
And I like that his eyeball's on his nose. It's like, yeah, you know, I can see through my nostrils.
It's like, do I have eye boogers or nose boogers? Who even needs to know the difference? Eating both of them.
Wait, you can see my eye? Damn it. I was hoping it would blend in with my dots. Oh, well.
It's a point of having a polka dot eye if it doesn't blend. Okay, so next up is now this fish. This is the Jennifer Coolidge of fish.
Yeah, seriously. These lips.
What is even happening with this fish?
I love this statement, yellow. It's going for... You know,
this
it's like in a life fish. Full of mustard, in a life full of ketchup fish, I'll be the mustard. This is a bunch of red fish. Like
Florida culottes that it's wearing. These lips, it's got really turquoise eyes, which are pretty. And then these big, huge pink lips. And it looks like it's making a fish like, pretty cute fish.
I love it. It looks great. Overall.
Okay. Next up we have this. No, oh, we've seen this fish a million times.
This grouper.
Yes.
This grouper is sort of like when you meet like a lady from the Upper East Side who's had just like a little bit too much surgery and it really hasn't helped at all. It's like it's too late.
Yeah.
Now it's just increasing distortions.
Well, we just had the Jennifer Coolidge fish. This is what happens years later when you get all that work done. This is kind of what happens. This is your trajectory, this fish. So this fish is like, look, I'm so happy and in my middle age. And it's like, no, this is what happens to you.
Yeah. Do you remember Elise Sloan?
Of course.
I'm sort of getting Elise Sloan vibes, but without the wig. Like if you put like black hair on it, like long black hair and bangs, I'd be like, it's Elise.
Also, you forgot to put your teeth in. That's embarrassing. See the straight up.
Okay, you know, I think you can make your, by the way, I think you can make the controls smaller. I think if you click on the lower right,
that didn't make it smaller. I just made the screen bigger. So that's what I did. And then
it's not the controls that got smaller. Is it the screens got bigger?
Norma Desmond did that shit. And also now that I look at it so big, his eyes look like pots, like for plants.
Oh yeah.
Just I can hollow. See that. That's so weird. Okay, let's check out the next one.
For a moment, I thought it was the slide. I was like, well, look at that goofy fish.
When they're showing cutting sushi right next to the fish. Look at how fishy is it. It's like, what the fuck, bro?
I was wondering if the sushi was going to make it into the fish report, but sometimes we have to draw attention to the atrocities that our scaly friends must face.
Yeah,
so happy.
We're watching the fish watch the news. They're like, oh, God, another atrocity down there. This is terrible.
Meanwhile, Gina Fischenheiter over there is just swimming along trying to get the fish marshals. Guys, does anyone want to go to the Empire Center?
These aren't that fascinating, but they're adorable. They're like two little twin yellow fish.
But they've also heard about the concept of sushi. They're like, did you see what the news last night? It's terrible. Yeah. I'm putting up a yellow square on Instagram.
Like, we are so angry. We're gathering in the square.
Their eyes are like, oh my God. They look traumatized. I think they can see the sushi happening.
Yeah. Why the long face? We're watching our brother get chopped. Fuck.
By a sous chef. Not even a galley hand.
All right. Now, this stingray thing is like, did I fart? I didn't fart. You farted. You farted.
It's definitely giving like Fast and the Furious Stingray edition. It's like doing donuts in the parking lot somewhere.
Yeah. What is this thing next to it? Do you see this fish that I'm circling?
I think that's that puffer. We've seen this one. That's the secretary fish that has become like, excuse me, you've got a call. Mr. Mushnicki got a call in line 5.
He's like, get someone in here to clean this office. Yeah, but you're throwing stuff around the office. Yeah, that's the point. That's why I need someone to get over here and clean it. God damn it. Stupid.
Yeah, she normally doesn't appear in other fish's screens. So it's sort of funny that she's doing a collab with this Ray right
she's
now.
She's just chilling. She's like lying on the ground, just watching him. Like, oh my God, I could watch him do this all day. It's my job. What are you going
to
do?
You're going to wear out your tires making those donuts. And you got to go to Just Tires.
I'll guess. You know what? I'll get the duster. You got to wear that suit for the rest of the day. Jeez.
I think she's actually not on the, she's not sitting on the floor. I think she's actually swimming above this ray. Cause look what happens. She starts to.
Oh, you're right. Away. It was a trick of the eye. I thought she was just like sitting down at her desk. Like, what the fuck? She's like, I've never seen that.
She's like, I gotta slam on the brakes. This guy's doing donuts in front of me.
Sir, do not threaten me with your stinger. Okay. We've been through this before. It's against HR policy. Put it away.
Look, there's another one back there that's doing the same thing. She's like, oh my God, so many donuts happening all at once.
It's embarrassing. Okay. I just put this plant because it made me think how delicious it would be if churros were plants. I mean, look at this thing. God.
Is there a giving pipe cleaner today, though? We've seen this plant several times, and today it's sort of reminding me more of a pipe cleaner than a churro.
You know, now that it's big, it does look more like a pipe cleaner. Maybe I was just hungry when I watched this. Yeah. This turtle gives no fuck. It's just like, I'm just floating. I don't care. It's just like floating to the bottom of the ocean.
Like, it's trying to impress everyone by saying like, hey, everyone, look at my amazing swan dive. We're like, it doesn't count if you're already in the water.
It's facing away from Eddie's terrible haircut. It's like, I can't look
at that strange transition on the side of your head from like a zero blade to a no blade
to just hand chopped. It's like, I can't deal with you. This is another person without sheets on their bed, but they're probably just washing them at this point. So I'm going to let that go. Now look at this turtle. Look at the gorgeousity of this turtle compared to this turtle. This turtle's given up on life. This turtle's just like going out and I'm getting laid. Okay.
Yeah.
Look at my cat eyes. Look, I did smoky eyes.
This turtle's got everything going on. Colors on the shell, big, beautiful patterns. I mean, it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous turtle.
It really is. It's like, and armpits. Even my armpits are good.
It's doing the crawl.
Yep.
It's like, this is called freestyle.
This turtle was like, listen, I'm going out tonight. I want to look like a terracotta tile. So anything you could, I want to look like I'm on a roof in Italy. Just anything.
I love when fish try out their camouflage. It's like, you can't see me, right? Like, maybe you should put some lipstick on. I don't know. You were close to being camouflaged.
It's the Britney's mom of fish. It's like, just give me white lipstick and I'll put it on.
It really is. I love all the footage they found this season of fish just sitting around hanging out, not actually swimming anywhere. It's like, I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to hang out in the coral.
I honestly did not know that fish relax like this. I never knew until I watched this show. It's like I didn't know that horses. No, I think I knew horses did, but I don't think I knew that cows lie down. Isn't that weird? And I grew up around cows and I just never saw them lie down. So I didn't know until I saw some Western. I saw a cow lying down. I was like, oh, I thought they always stood.
Yeah. At some point.
Okay. Sometimes
your dogs are barking, you know?
That's true. Oh, I love
this. Like, this fish is like not even scared. This fish, like, we are coming in so close. This fish is like, this is a good seed. I'm not giving it up.
Yeah.
The Apple Store opens up tomorrow and I'm going to get that new model of iPhone. I'm not giving up my spot in this line.
I'm getting the iPhone Air. I don't care if the battery is 5 minutes long. It's thin.
Oh, all right, everybody. It looks like it has a face. Wait,
it does.
Look where its eye is. You see where the eye is? And to the right of the eye, all the way. Move your cursor right there. Doesn't that look like to the left? To the left. Yeah. Doesn't it look like a nose and a mouth and like a little, like this? Yeah, right where you're right there. Doesn't it look like a little nose and a mouth? A human nose and a mouth?
Yeah, like a profile.
Not seeing it? No. It's like looking at it. Looks like the mouth is saying, hey, hey. There's like a lower lip, an upper lip, and a nose. You see? I wish I could point to it.
Maybe
I wish you could see my cursor.
It does look like it's talking at the side of its face.
Like, look, hey, what nose, are you doing?
This is the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it now. That's funny. All right. Fish report. Fish report. Fish this report. Has been the fish report. All right. Thank you so much for, I removed the wrong fish. I removed myself. Thank you everybody for being here. We will be back tomorrow and the rest of the week before we're off to New York for live streaming tickets to Forbidden Housewives Cabaret June 3rd and June 5th. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland. Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with Kay Robb.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.